The governor's proposed state budget would make several changes to the school voucher compromise former Governor Doyle worked out with GOP lawmakers several years ago. Walker would lift the cap on the number of Milwaukee voucher students, allow the Milwaukee kids to attend religious schools in Milwaukee County, stop making the voucher kids take a state achievement test, and gradually allow middle and higher income families to sign up for the taxpayer dollars. Andrew Newman is with Hope Christian Schools and the Choice School Association. He says voucher schools spend a lot of money trying to make sure families are low income.
Allowing all parents to participate will relieve our schools of unnecessary administrative burden, which is currently costing us dollars, taking money out of the classrooms and put it into administrative tasks. It is also creating a major barrier of entry for some of the lowest income families in Milwaukee. The amount of paperwork that they have to go through to prove their income to our schools to qualify for this program.
But the religious community is split on expanding school vouchers. Roger Brooks is with the Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. He says pouring more tax dollars into religious and private schools would hurt the Milwaukee public schools.
If you remove the numbers cap and the income cap, even the very limited accountability requirements, you will be diverting taxpayer funds from the needs of our public schools.
Even some creators of the voucher school movement are leery of the governor's plan. They remember that the schools were ostensibly set up to be an option just for low-income students. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.